my 100th episode. I've been thinking all week about what's something special I could do for the 100th. And just like God, and every time I do a podcast, I feel like it's right when I need to say something is when he gives it to me, no sooner. Sometimes, it's about 1 a.m., I'm posting this podcast in 4 hours, and he just now feel like put on my heart what I need to say. It's never really been this late, but there's no special 100th episode. There's nothing special to say. This episode is literally just made with my iPhone. Here's the message. Here's the big message for the 100th episode. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. Turn from your sin. Turn from your sin. Repentance is a part of the gospel. It's time we stop chasing after the things of this world. It's time we stop being lukewarm. It's time we stop being fake Christians. And even if you're not a Christian at all, it's time to turn from your sin. For those of us who feel like we're walking with God, I challenge y'all, and I've been challenging myself, and I'm with y'all. What are you chasing after in this life? Like, what are you actively chasing after, working towards? Is it going to stand the test of time? In 1 Corinthians 3, it says there's three things you can build with: wood, hay, straw, things that'll burn up, or precious metals, stone, gold, things that will withstand the fire. Because when we go and face the throne room of God, when we die, everything we do, I just came from a rodeo, trophies, buckles, stats, accolades. If you didn't do that for the glory of God, it will all be burned up. I don't care if you made 1,000 cool videos like me. If you didn't do it for the glory of God, it's going to be burned up. I don't care if you're a school teacher. I don't care what you do. If you don't do it for the glory of God, it will not stand the test of time. And you'll get to the judgment seat of Christ, the judgment seat, and you'll be judged. And there'll be great, great loss on that day. Because you'll look at your life and you will mourn, because you said everything that you've placed your value in on this earth that has nothing to do with Jesus will burn up before your eyes. And how much will be left? Will there be a lot left because you did a lot of things for the Lord, with the Lord? Or did you do everything for earthly gain, earthly pleasure, to better yourself, to inch forward, to improve, to work up the corporate ladder? It's going to be gone. Turn from your sin. Turn from useless works. Believe in Jesus. We're saved by grace and faith, by grace through faith alone. And it's time we start to live like it. I'm going to be involved in this with y'all. There's things in my own heart that I could even surrender. But when I say thee, what are you chasing after? And it could be straight up sin. And you've had a lackadaisical mindset about sin. And it's time you turn from your sin and repent and actually follow the Lord and surrender your life to Him. Or it's something like, let me think in my own life, think in your life. What's something that, though it may not be sinful, where are you chasing earthly gain? Or where are you chasing after that's not actually for the glory of the Lord, but it's for the glory of yourself? Let it go. In 1,000 years, it ain't going to help you. It's time we follow Jesus. He's Lord. Turn from your sin. Turn from useless works. And allow Jesus to fill you and transform you by the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you. And I'll see you in the next one.